4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, so for those of you out there who are concerned that one day they're going to have to call an ambulance, of course, if the ambulance comes, that's a good start. If it comes in a timely fashion, very good start. And then, of course, you get to the hospital, you might be ramped for hours anyway. So there's still those real concerns. But the other concern you've got, for example, any day of the week, you might think, oh, my tick is playing up and I've got to get in there. And you'll get the attention, very professional attention, but when you get it is the question. As we've heard on so many occasions, the ED can be absolutely slam-dunked, particularly during the tourism season we're just getting into, and particularly on weekends. So it's very important to have a listen to this if that's one of your concerns. Now, this is how it reads in the Cairns Post. Advance Cairns is calling on the state government to provide money for a business case on building a new 300-bed acute clinical services building. This is at the new Cairns Health and Innovation Precinct. Now, Nick Tromp said he hoped tomorrow's state budget would deliver on health priorities for us, the far north. He said the average number of daily presentations in the ED, the emergency department, last year, this is the average, 236. And recently a record 314 patients presented. We had a discussion about that at the time with Don Mackey. And how it's just coping with it is being able to is almost a miracle. Imagine how buggered they'd be at the end of a shift like that. These are our doctors and nurses. Anyway, Mr. Tromp wants the state government to build the acute clinical services building next to the $50 million JCU Health and Innovation Precinct, which is expected to free up space at the hospital. Would it? What? 300-bed acute clinical services building. Now, he's on the line here somewhere. Where is Nick? Oh, here he is, the chairman of Advance Cairns. G'day, Nick.
G'day, John. How are you?
You've got a whole lot of people now getting on in years thinking, oh, thank God. Thank God someone knows just how we worry about this development. I mean, recent years we've heard so many almost horror stories about the crowding and the ramping, et cetera. But that record, what was it, 314, you can imagine what they faced if you were a doctor or nurse up there at the ED that night.
Oh, absolutely. And credit to you for paying tribute to the tremendous work they do. The professionals in there are amazing.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault that the ambulances are ramped and the queues are long and you wait in ED for a long period of time. In fact, it would be a lot longer if they weren't so dedicated. So, the people are not the problem in terms of those that are there. The challenge is just capacity.
Now, this 300-bed acute clinical service, it's only an idea at this stage, a plan, but give us a bit of the history of it. Where did it come from? Who came up with this? And hallelujah.
So really, to give you some context here, there's three phases, if you like, to address the urgent issue that you've talked about. The first is that right here, right now, the hospital is 75 beds short. So it is beyond its capacity as we speak. So it's having to improvise in its care already. And as you've highlighted, that's leading to flow-on effects with ramping and so on.
Yes.
So the most immediate call for funding is to fund more beds in Cairns to help alleviate the ramping and the pain that you've talked about. So that's step one. Step two is that at the James Cook University site, the intention is that the state government will build a health and innovation centre as part of that JCU precinct, and that will free up space within the existing hospital to get more beds into the existing hospital. So that's the second step.
Okay.
So that's the one that we are more advanced on. There's a detailed business case, the Royal We, a detailed business case already underway on what will be known as the Cairns Health and Innovation Centre, which will be part of the James Cook Uni. The step change, which is a bit longer term, and that's what you introduced before, the concept of this new acute care facility is a further step change in what's really being dubbed as Transform. So the other projects are Optimise and Innovate, and then the final one will be Transform, and that is a 5 to 8 year sort of time frame for that new clinical facility. That won't be at the James Cook University site. The Innovation Centre building that the state will eventually build will be, but the acute care facility needs to be closer to the existing hospital. Not sure where it will go, but eventually what's expected to happen, John, is that the emergency department which, as you and your listeners would well recall, is on the ground floor facing the Coral Sea, not ideal in the event of a storm surge.
Exactly.
Eventually, this new facility would be built not fronting the ocean, but nearby to the hospital, and the emergency department would ultimately be elevated to the first level. So in the event of a storm surge, it could actually stay open, which is probably a good idea, because as you remember during Yaffe, the hospital was evacuated in its entirety, and it was only by the grace of God that thing went 2 hours south of Cairns that we didn't have a calamity. So there's three phases. Get us some beds now, build the innovation building at the JCU precinct, and then ultimately the big 300-bed project, which is probably too early to call, John, but potentially a $500 million project, that 300-bed facility. Like, that's a big, big project.
Yeah. One of the other aspects of this is, too, when you're getting expansion plans together like this, it attracts the interest of a really high level of expertise in the medical fraternity as well. In the past, people say, we don't want to go to cancer, it's in whoop-whoop. That's been disappearing, that bias, in recent years, but this will give it a real hurry along, these plans of yours.
Oh, absolutely, John. In fact, when we first moved here as a family 21 years ago, the motto was, if in pain, get on a plane.
Yes.
The reality has been that the tremendous advances and investment by the state and the federal government in facilities in Cairns, and they are terrific. You know, we've got oncology services here. We've got a range of services here now that weren't here in 2001. Mm. We also have a population that's 50,000 people more than 2001. And we're rapidly getting to the point in size now as a region, nearing 300,000, that there's a range of treatments that still occur in Townsville and or Brisbane that ultimately need to come to here. And one of the ways you're able to do that is to have state-of-the-art facilities that attract the specialists that you're after. And then you get those quality people here, and then their services come with them, obviously. So that's the grand plan, if I can use an expression of the Cairns University Hospital concept, that we're then able to attract and retain high-quality specialists in new disciplines as part of expanding that portfolio of health services available.
Yeah, it's very exciting stuff, really exciting. Mm. So congratulations, Nick, to you and your organisation, and thank you. That's Nick Tromp. That story, by the way, is across page 7 of the Cairns Post today, under the heading Advance Cairns Address the Beds. Nick Tromp, you heard there, chairman of Advance Cairns.